Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 31 regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Ravely, R-A-I-V-E-L-Y. Deborah Ravely is a 63-year-old woman who reports she fell at work on 125-21 and injured her left arm. Appeared she was seen at Cooper Emergency Room the same day and was diagnosed with a fractured femur. Appeared this was repaired surgically the same day. Period. She did have physical therapy afterwards at NovaCare. Period. She denies any previous or subsequent injuries to the left shoulder, but does reveal she injured her left leg in the past. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Ravely alleged suffering a fracture of the left humerus, which required open reduction internal fixation surgery, semicolon. Additionally, she had bruises on her back, arm, and hip, along with pain in her neck and face. Prior treatment records show she was seen at the emergency room on 125-21. Period. She underwent x-rays of the left humerus pre and post casting to be inserted here. Period. X-rays of the pelvis showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. She was diagnosed with a two-part displaced fracture of the surgical neck of the left humerus. Period. X-rays of the elbow and forearm, also left elbow, forearm, and knee evidently were completed. Period. She did undergo surgery on, CAT scan on 125-21 to be inserted here. Period. She also had a chest x-ray preoperatively. Period. On 126-21, CAT scan, intraoperative fluoroscopy was done on the humerus fracture. Period. It found open reduction internal fixation of the left humerus of the displaced diaphyseal and greater tuberosity fractures with two lateral fixation plates. Period. She had postoperative humerus x-ray on 126-21 that showed the open reduction internal fixation with improved alignment. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Ravely remained in the hospital on 127-21. Period. She was monitored over the next few days, running through 2-1-21. Period. She was released with home care on 2-2-21. Period. Paragraph. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, on 7-26-21 for left arm follow-up. Period. She stated she was doing well and was 6 months out from surgery. Period. She was still going to therapy but not coming to work because of fear of falling down. Period. She has some issues with her legs also and was scheduled to see an orthopedic specialist for her knee on 8-9-21. Period. On physical exam, her wound looks completely healed. Period. She had full flexion and extension of the elbow. Period. Forward flexion was done 120 degrees and forward extension to about 80 degrees. Period. X-rays found the fracture to be completely healed. Period. She was cleared for unrestricted activities from an orthopedic perspective. Period. She would require at least 1 year to regain strength in her arm. Period. Additional physical therapy was ordered. Period. I'm not received of any further follow-up notes. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed an old linear scar on the dorsal left forearm. Period. At the left antecubital area was a 1.5-inch transverse scar consistent with an old injury as well. Period. Just proximal to this was a 1.75-inch scar with some swelling. Scratch that. Scar. Period. There was a longitudinal anterior scar measuring 9 inches in length with some swelling at its midpoint. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were 130 degrees. Common internal rotation 75 degrees and external rotation to 65 degrees with extension and adduction full. Period. Right elbow supination was to 70 degrees and on the left to 60 degrees with normal being 80 degrees. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. She also had full range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. Scratch that. She was tender at the right mid biceps, but there was none on the left. That section is normal. Shoulders, hands, and elbows were normal. Extremities lower. She had past planus deformities bilaterally. Period. There was swelling of the left leg and ankle, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical, active range of motion was slightly diminished, diffusely consistent with her age. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes and squat to 70 degrees. Period. And then we'll just delete the supine straight leg raise maneuvers section. Impressions. On 125-21, Deborah Ravely fell at work, striking her left elbow. Period. She injured her arm and was seen at the emergency room at Cooper. Period. She was found to have a fracture of her humerus in 2 locations. Period. She was admitted to the hospital for more definitive surgical treatment involving open reduction internal fixation. Period. She remained hospitalized through 2-1-21. Period. She apparently participated in physical therapy. Period. She followed up with Dr. Mashru through 7-26-21 when he wrote that she had fairly good range of motion in terms of full extension and flexion of her elbow. Her shoulder forward flexion was to about 120 degrees and forward extension to about 80 degrees. Period. New paragraph. Current exam found decreased range of motion about the left shoulder and both elbows. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the elbows and shoulders were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine, back, and hip. Period. New paragraph. There is 10%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, back, or hip. Period. And that's the end.